Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to fetch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time that we can see it. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody's ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, marvelous Monday, July 8, 2019. Yours truly, Raven98 here, along with...
Good afternoon, TNT.
I know y'all thought y'all was going to get me with that one, but anyway. All right, Ray. It's your time. Let's do it. You
all right,
got anything you sent out?
No updates went out, so let's just give it to them.
Right. Well, wait. I left my notes in the other room.
Oh, okay. That helps.
Let me see. What we got to talk about here? So, you guys want the good news, the bad news, or the ugly news? Oh, we just do all the above, okay. We got a little bit of everything. I'll start with the bad news. The bad news is simply the RV didn't happen today. Because that was bad. And we're not expecting it today. At least I'm not, anyway. The good news is it's going to happen. We just don't know when. And now we just get to the details of it all. So, all right, we got some updates over the weekend. The banks were definitely there. Exchange centers were manned. Bankers went on Saturday and Sunday. But they divided themselves up today. Some banks sent their people back to their jobs today. Some people still send them to the exchange centers. So it just depends on which bank. Because nobody knows and everybody is frustrated. But the people who are most frustrated are the bankers themselves. Having missed the 4th of July, having missed their weekends, everything else. Every one of them is feeling a little frustrated now and tired of it now. Some of them got information or what they thought would tell them that this is coming to an end because there were too many things happening, too many memos flying around, but it still hasn't happened yet. So one of two things could be holding it up because this is where we're at. They were actually funding all of the banks globally all the way to their max, and they wanted that to be completed before we started. Was one theory or reason that we got. Another reason that we received from both of these actually from people who supposed to know because they're involved in the process. So they were completing that. There was issues with the Zim, and they were trying to work out some issues with the Zim. So they were holding it to see if the Zim was going to be included in this batch or move to the next batch. And we don't know what the result is because what they did say before we even got off the call, they got received an update and said they would do the RV without the Zim if that's what it comes down to. It will not hold up the release. Would not. Which was good. They just updated the codes today. And they actually update the codes on every Monday because they have a weekly code. And I think we explained this to you guys at the beginning of last month. So they update the codes every Monday. And then they updated the monthly code today, too. So both were updated. Over the weekend, we heard they were being loaded. We got word today that it was already done, automatic process. So it went through today. You know, I don't know if that's why they sent their people home or sent them back to their jobs. You know, some banks and the other banks didn't because they're still saying this thing could go at any minute. Because it could go at any minute. And basically they're waiting for the Zim situation to be resolved one way or the other. So numbers are still good. The bank still says they're doing the Zim. Our committee guy still says, no, they're not. But I say, well, they already started doing it because they're already exchanging people. But, okay, there we go. Let me see, what else do we get? We got a bunch of stuff about the second basket already, but I don't want to confuse it with this. So for those who are going to be involved in the second basket, there are seven currencies. We will have the list, but I don't want to get into the details of them right now. All I can tell you is the second basket is closer than we thought. It won't be 6 months from now. Won't be 4 months from now. They're about to get into it since this one has taken so long. All right. Let me see. Did I forget anything, Ray?
No, I don't think so.
I got like 3 sets of notes here, so let me see.
Any comment on Real or no?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. The bank says the Real is there and it's going to revalue. Our committee guy says it's there and it's going to revalue. The Treasury says it's there and it's going to revalue. So I guess it's going to revalue. Doesn't make any sense to me, again, with everything else that's going on, the sanctions and everything else. But supposedly, they're going to revalue it and then hold it up in their face and say, so what? You still can't use it. Which I don't know what the purpose of that is, but supposedly that's what's going to happen. Hey, that was just straight to the point. That's what they're doing. They're just playing with them. That's all. And, you know, I saw it the other day, and the guy made it what's his name? Treasury guy's name. He made it so clear that this was an economic war that was taking place between the U.S. and Iran, an economic war, and that they were going to beat him down. I mean, anybody who saw him speak, you could not miss him being blatant about this is what we're doing. It's an economic war. We're going to beat him down. We're going to starve him out. And that's the purpose. All right. Now I got everything, right? I don't see anything else.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
All right. So, hold on. No, I'm going to tell him. I forgot. Yeah, here we go. I had to read this other note. I got a bunch of stuff here. All right. The bank firmly believes, again, this week, once that gets resolved, so that's what they're shooting for. They so they're going to use the higher rates prior to it going on 4X. And they expect once it goes on 4X, it will go down and then back up simply because the rate is going up in the background right now. That's what they told us. It's been going up every day higher than they expected it to. So it's going to come out higher than the numbers that we gave you. But there's good chance that it could go down and back up. So I'll tell you that part. We'll just have to see what it comes out at to actually know. And we'll play it from there. The other thing was, guys, we're talking to a banker, 2 bankers, 3 bankers, 4, like people who work for the bank, who are high up in the bank. I mean, high up in the bank. And I'm going to tell you what they said, and it's not the first time that we heard it. We've heard it before from people who work at the bank. It says, watch the bankers. They are not your friends. And this is from people working at the bank. And they're saying, watch them. They are not your friends. Their job is just to be just like everybody else on the slick, see how much they can get from you with the least amount they give you. That's their job. You have to be smart enough to know it and counter it. And absolutely, they have been authorized based on your conversation, your amount of money, the length of time to offer up to 10% interest on the money. Absolutely have been authorized to do that. So it's up to you to go out there and get it. All right, now I'm finished. I think there's something else.
Okay. That works for me.
All right.
Uh, All right. I guess we'll take a few questions in Q&A.
Yeah.
All right. Ace Grove says, did I understand you to say that only Tier 1 banks would offer the contract rate?
Nope. I didn't say that. I don't know. Some banks are and some banks aren't. So, no, I cannot tell you just Tier 1 banks.
Okay. Venter V says, give us advice on this scenario. We call the 800 number. They tell us to go to Bank A. Can we ask for a specific bank?
That was it?
That and then keep going.
Oh.
No. Okay?
Okay, first, let me tell you guys this. I cannot give out any advice to anybody. So don't ask me for advice. Because, you know, that's one of the things they try to get you caught up in, advising people, knowing when you're not licensed to do that. So I'm not advising anybody of anything ever on any of these calls. The most I can do is, if you're asking me what would I do or how would I handle a situation, I can definitely share that with you. So, or what the banks are doing, we don't have all the details. I can tell you this. When you call the 800 number and give them your information, they are giving you the best source at that time to go to that can handle your amount of money. So if you're trying to pick somebody else to do that or go somewhere else, it may be just wasting your time if they can't handle what you have, and then you got to do the process all over again, and now you're wasting both of your time. So, unless you have someone at a certain bank you're already working with, you talk to, they know exactly what you have, and they've said, come in, I can handle you, or something, I would go where they're sending me, see what I could work out, and then if I need to change, I would. But first, I think they're going to give you the best possibility.
Okay. Continuing, we go to that appointment and are offered the lowest rate. Do we say, thank you, we will consider this, or do we exchange some currency and move on? I guess it all depends on the reason that you would exchange some currency if it's the lowest rate that you don't want. I would not exchange some currency and move on if it's not the rate that I want. I would not exchange any of it if it's not the rate that I want. And that's just me.
Well, you know, if there are tow trucks driving around the block looking for your car, or there's signs being posted on your front door, or if you go home and you're sitting in the darkness or something, or, you know, you put food in the microwave and the microwave won't work, I might exchange some to at least get my situation resolved and then get as much as I can. But again, it depends on how bad do you need it that day. If not, try and schedule another appointment. Okay? We don't have to move. Well, let me take it back. A couple things can happen, so you got to listen carefully. I gave you guys a bunch of rates, and they said they're going to give the money out with those rates. Now, this is coming from top-level positions. The guys at the bottom, they still don't even know about the different rates. They know about the rate, one rate, and they know about the contract rate. They don't know about the breakdown or anything else that you know. So you're going to walk in knowing more than they know anyway. Well, they're going to have been just briefed that morning when this actually goes live. So that's the first thing to look at. Because once it goes on 4X, they basically have to go by 4X for that bottom rate, period. I'm thinking they can still offer you something because that's between you and the bank and them taking that chance if they can get that. But most people are going to tell you those are going to go away. So even if we have 48 hours or 72 hours before it went on 4X, you can go in and get those different rates. We'll be okay. After that, I think it's going to be strictly with the bank. And I'll ask again because when it hits 4X, that's what they're supposed to go by, whatever the rate is on 4X. Prior to that, they can negotiate what they want. So those are chances and things that you guys have to assume on your own. Do I want to take that chance? Or do I want to go in and see how much I have and what's the highest rate I can get right now? Okay.
All right. The last part of that is, okay, I called the 800 number. They sent me to Bank A. I didn't like what Bank A was offering. Can I go back and dial the 800 number again and get sent to Bank B?
Because we don't know all the rules about the 800 number or those procedures. But, again, nothing beats a failure but a try. It's not going to hurt. Well, I'm not going to say it's not going to hurt because of the time frame that it may take. But that's always going to be your option. It's your money. Nobody can make you exchange it. Nobody can make you go to any one place or another. It's always going to be your option. All right, who's next?
All right, Be Blessed. We have quite a few members named Be Blessed, so I'm not sure if this is one that I know. But anyway, it says, Tony, were you able to complete the book of the letters we submitted during We the People campaign? Also, will we be able to purchase any of them?
Okay. So, I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I have three books. I've got three books. They're about, I don't know, I want to say 3 inches, probably 3 inches, 4 inches each, with the letters and things that you guys sent when we were putting them together. I put these books together, and they were actually going to be, I already have all the letters done, downloaded, all the ones that were in, copied. I have several sets of the books. We were going to present the books actually to President Bush and President Obama. That's who they're supposed to be presented to. They got nice covers on them and all that, but I was actually going to put leather-bound covers on them to be presented to them for their library. And we were going to have a copy put in a museum that is supposed to be built around this whole event. Okay, TNT, if we can build it. Now, again, that was the other administrations, and the problem was they were restricting some of the things that I was allowed to do. That's what they were telling me. You know, I haven't seen the NDA, I haven't signed it. Things could change with this administration. I don't know, and we could all be on, you know, Sunday special on CNN. Or, you know, global papers around the world with presenting what we have and what we know. Who knows how it's going to work out? Except for that one newspaper that did that article on me in England. And you guys remember that one. I'm definitely going to stick it down their throat. That's for sure. But anyway, the books are there. We did have a plan for you guys to do one more, which was a thank you once it actually happened and then put the set together. I never thought about selling the set to everybody or having it print. I really just made it for them. And me and a couple other people have copies because I've already made copies and given them out to some other people. So they do have full sets. along with me and one of the two presidents have them. That was the plan in the museum. If you guys would like them, I would, I don't know, have to think about it and have somebody work it out and have them redone and everything else. But it's something I'll think about. I didn't really think you guys would want copies of everybody else's letters and thank yous. And, you know, we got all the senators, all the letters you guys sent me from the senators, all the letters from the congressmen. I have all of that. And we know what they said and when they said it. And we know the phone calls that were made to their offices. We have all that recorded. But we'll see what happens as soon as this does. Right.
Okay. Mocha, to you, says, could one of you provide some clarification on the differences in exchange procedures for dinar versus other currency? I'm a little confused about waiting for the exchange rate to increase shortly after the RV is released. Is this for dinar only?
Yes, it's for dinar only. The rates for the other currencies, I mean, any of them could go up. I don't know. But the dinar is scheduled and been planned to go up for years, forever, and it is the one that's going to be the most hyped and one that people are going to be most shocked about is the dinar. And you don't have to wait for it to go up. I'm just saying if you're not getting the rates you want, one of the options is to watch Forex and watch it go up and hopefully get where you want or get more for it, either way you do it. But that's not an option for most of you, I'm going to say that. I'm going to say 60, 70%, maybe 80%. It's not because most people aren't going to be disciplined enough to do that, which is get on Forex every day to watch it. Watch it in the morning, watch it in the evening, see that it's growing, see what's going on, or to even follow it every day. Because it takes some discipline to do that. You have to go into Yahoo or one of the other services and set up your parameters, set up your notifications and do things like that if you're not going to be doing it yourself. But more importantly, you have to have access to someone who can get you in that day. Not schedule for an appointment 2 or 3 days down the road when the whole situation has changed, but that day when you see your number is the day you want to go in. You want to call then the 800 number that banks have. They're going to give you a recorded rate, and when that's your rate you want, you need to go in that day because that is only the rate for the day. So there's some things involved in it. Will it work for some people? Yes. Are some people going to be able to get 25% more, 50% more, or double the amount if they're paying attention? I believe the opportunity is going to be there to do that. But it's going to require you to do some work. All right, Ray, who's next?
Okay, continuing on with that, also sometimes I get confused when questions are asked about rates because I'm not sure if the question slash answer is referring to exchange rate or rate of interest on my deposit. Is there a different word for each, or do I just have to try and follow the gist of the question?
The word for each are the words you use. There's an exchange rate. And there's an interest rate. The exchange rate. As you take your currency into the bank, this is how much they will give you for it in U.S. dollars. That's the exchange rate. Interest rate is the same thing like any bank account has ever been financed. This is the interest that the bank is going to give you on your money for using it while you have it in their bank. They're going to pay you interest. Two separate scenarios. One has nothing to do with the other. Okay, isn't
it? Okay, I'm scanning through some of these questions, trying to get the, let's see. Tony just said the banker said, oh, this is from Jannie Lou. Tony just said the banker said they can go up to 10%. My question is, if I just want to set my money there until I get all my people and options set up, what is reasonable for me to ask in the way of percentage and interest if it's for 3 months or 6 months? I'm asking for 10%.
I'll tell you, yeah. I mean, everybody's reasonable is different. If I know you're going to max it out now, are they going to give you 10% for 3 months? Absolutely not. Because there's nobody that crazy to do something like that, not as a bank. So I'm just telling you that. I mean, I'm not telling you not to ask for it. I'm just telling you they're not going to give it to you. So, I mean, would you give it to somebody? No. So be reasonable and expecting. So I don't know. You know, I'm going to ask for as much as I can. So let me start at 10%, see where he start at, see can we meet in the middle. That's how negotiation goes, unless you have something better. And I don't know how much money you have. And again, I don't even have their parameters for this. And we're probably not going to get them until it actually goes live and we start seeing what kind of exchanges people are doing, the actual interest rate they're getting. I hope that didn't confuse you even more.
All right. Okay. Let's go live now. We're going to talk to 303 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good evening.
I'm so glad I got to you. I'm sorry I got my mouth full. Let me swallow. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm choking on it.
If you could please shed some more light on going to an exchange center versus to a bona fide, well-established location as a branch bank. Firstly, do the exchange centers have the exclusive rights, if you will, to exchange for ZIM?
Okay. An exchange center can do everything the bank can do because they're one and the same. An exchange center can actually be a bank. Just depends on the location of the one where you're going. So don't think they're both two separate things because they're one thing. The bank has just moved the building and said, you know, we get more people in over here. We can put all of our top guys in one location. They can work it. So let's rent out this building and let's put it in here. Once you walk in the building, it's just like being in the bank. They're going to do everything that bank is going to do. Count your money, deposit your money, give
you
your checkbook, open your accounts, verify your money, give you your credit card. Everything will be done right there. Just like if you were in the branch right down the street, then just put more people in there. That's all. If you go to anything else and they tell you anything else, you might have a situation, okay? If they can't bring your account up on that computer and let you see it, then you have a situation. But that bank is supposed to be the same at the exchange center. To be able to do the exact same thing. And again, you should be able to go online and see your account and your information.
Okay.
Don't be scared of exchange centers, huh?
Is there any credibility in the report that only the exchange centers will offer the contract rates?
No. Because, again, the bank and the exchange center are the same. It just depends on what location you go to.
Okay.
It could still be an exchange center.
Okay. All right. All right, so Wells Fargo Exchange Center will be the same as Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I wanted to clarify. I appreciate it. What's the back wall now?
I don't know what the back wall is. It could happen any moment. You know what? Okay, I don't know the back wall. Is there one out there? Some people think there is, but I don't know what it is. But let's just go. They all think it's going to be this week.
Yeah.
Again, it wasn't them. It's supposed to be resolved. I don't know if it's resolved today. I know yesterday they were still discussing it. Saturday. The word came back again, like I said, while we were still on the phone, getting briefed, the word came back and said, don't worry about it, it's going with it or without it. So that's all I really wanted to hear.
Okay, fair enough. Make it happen. You have the whole world in your
All right.
Head. Take care, sir.
Don't we wish. All right, thank you
very much.
281 area code, you are on.
It's me.
It's you.
Hi.
It's me.
How are you all doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How about
super
you?
Super fantastic. Super fantastic.
Are you really?
Absolutely.
Hey, it's Mr. Ray.
Hey.
How you feel?
I'm fantabulous to the nth degree.
Well, all righty then. I just have a couple of questions. No, it's more than a couple. I'm sorry. Okay, hopefully you can just tell me. Is it still that same one bank that is saying we have to have the Humana Project in order to get the contract rate, or has more banks came in on that?
Just one bank that I know of. Only one I'm getting it from.
Okay. Okay, so if that one bank is saying that, and we go in to see a private banker or an advisor, won't they have to end up sending it higher up the chain in order for it to get approved? Because they just can't make that decision right.
I don't know, but that's what we've been saying on the last couple of calls. We don't know how they could do that and make that decision. We don't know what
sense.
The process or procedure is. That's right. Makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no
we'll
sense
see.
At all. But we shall see.
Right.
The ones that went before us, have their money became liquid yet?
Liquid? Nope. And I don't believe it will. Again, because I don't think it's going to become liquid until we all go together. I think they were just anticipating us going in the last 2 weeks because they told us money's going to be available. It wasn't. Going to be available. It wasn't. Don't know why, but they've increased the pending amount every time, and now it's been redone because of the numbers, and they're going to have to redo it and put it in there again, so tomorrow morning it'll probably show up pending again. But I don't believe they're going to get paid just like anybody else until we actually go live.
Because, like, if that besides just that one bank, you know, if we got to wait, then what monies are we going to get? That's another question, you know, some of us would probably want to know. What monies are we going to get while we're waiting for them to get it approved? Because it just makes no sense to me. To me, maybe I'm wrong, but it just makes no sense. Because
it doesn't. I don't know what you're going to get because we don't know, okay? But we don't know.
Right.
That's not a question we can answer until we go through it. So.
Okay. We're on short time,
okay.
So I want to try to get some others in also.
Right. Well, that was my last question, Mr. Ray.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
281 again, you're on.
Hey, Ray, Tony, how you guys doing?
Hey, I'm fantabulous. Super
fantastic.
To the nth degree. And yourself?
Good. I'm good. Well, I had a couple of questions. I'm assuming you guys probably didn't get an answer for the question that was asked last week about the threshold of the different levels of the currency rate that was given to you guys last week. I think I heard Tony say anything about that today. Thought I'd ask him.
Tony didn't say anything about that today.
Okay. Okay. I know you mentioned that when we go in, we can try to get the highest rate, you know, with our negotiation skills. But if that particular policy is still in play, wouldn't that kind of put a hinder on us trying to negotiate if they've already set their mind on what they're going to give us when we walk in? Or just
it would, and we don't know how long that's going to last, or if every bank is doing that.
Oh, okay. We don't know if every bank is doing it. Okay. Well,
right.
I guess it doesn't hurt to ask. Yeah. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Okay. So now, what is going? You said it's going to be. We know it's going to be on Forex, but it may not necessarily be on Forex before it goes live. Is that? Am I correct on that?
It may not, depending on what day it goes. It may not be on Forex for 3 or 4 days. Now, if it goes on a, you know, Friday afternoon or Friday evening, of course, it can't go on Forex until Sunday, Monday. So in that time in between there, anything could happen.
So let me ask you, if it comes out on Forex, and let's just say we catch it on a day that is high, and it could possibly be a rate in between some of the rates that this one bank gave you or higher underneath the contract rate, but higher than the last high rate that they gave us. Now, with it being public and it's shown, people can see it, can we negotiate at that time to say, well, Forex shows this. Can I get a higher rate if they offer us something lower than what Forex shows?
You can always ask, but they're not required to do that and probably won't if it's already up to max where they're at. Because, again, at that point, during our first 10 days, 12 days when we're exchanging, they're going to negotiate and they got things set up. After that, they're just going to go back to their standard practices. And there is no negotiating. This is what the rate is. Let's go. And you came to do it or you didn't. So everything depends on when it takes place.
Okay. Okay, well, those were my two questions. I guess time will tell. We'll wait and see what happens. All right. Thank you, guys.
We will. And again, I don't want you guys to be so scared and stiff that you're, you know, analysis by paralysis, and you get nothing done. Just wait. Some people are going to go in. There's people who are down at the lower levels who are going to get some information, understand. They're just going to give it to them at the last minute, so it's not all spread out. But guess what? We're going to get it. We're going to do a call, probably several calls. We're going to send out information to try and help you get the best deal you can get. Because this was, again, 80-90%. This is your only shot at it. So make it the best shot you can. Okay?
Right. So I have one more question, Tony. If the ZIM goes, have you guys found out if we will be able to exchange more than one note or not? You don't know? Or have they clarified that?
There is no clarification because nobody that I know has ever said you can only exchange one note. How does that make any sense to anybody? If you have currency, then you exchange it. Can you only take $100 bill in the bank to deposit? Or, I mean, can you only take 125,000 note of dinar? Anybody saying that in that rule is just a, it just doesn't make sense, okay?
Right. Okay, well, that's good to know. All right, thank you.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right, bye.
Ready? Okay. 336 area code, you are on.
Is this me? Hello?
It is you.
Hi, greetings. I just want to say to you, Ray, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to say to you and Tony, thank you so much for all that you do, because you don't have to do it. And I appreciate that.
All right.
You can open up your arms wide and give yourself a hug that hug is for me.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have to say. Love you both.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
931 area code. You were on.
Yeah, thank you there. I got a question. You said something about the second basket. Do we all know what's in the second basket, or did I just miss that boat all period?
No, we all don't know. I know.
Okay.
And Ray knows, but we all don't know.
Okay. Would you like to share that?
No, sir. We'll talk about the second basket after the first basket, okay?
All right, all right. Another question. My partner wanted to ask you, Tony, if do you got some help with that the Vegas, and she would like to get in contact with you and help you set that up.
Are you in Vegas?
No, I'm not. My partner would like to help you coordinate that project. And Ray got my
okay,
name.
Okay, I'll
so
ask you. Is she in Vegas or where?
No, she's in Boston.
No? Okay. All right. All right. Well, Ray has the number and then his call. I mean, I'm accepting all help organizing
okay,
things
she
to do
help.
Something you guys
that's,
can
that's
think
what
of.
It is.
So I'll do that. Okay. All right. We'll
okay.
get it done. Thanks.
Okay, then. All right, then. Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Is this Nashville?
Yeah, this is Nashville. You know that.
Okay. All right. I thought I caught the voice. I wasn't sure. All right, sir.
Okay, then. Yeah, just give me a call, and I'll let her know whatever he decided to do, because she
okay.
won't help.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 386 area code. You are on.
Yeah, this is Chief. Good morning and good afternoon. Well, it's good evening to both of you.
All right.
How are you guys doing today?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well, all the news is just great. Ray, I have a question for you.
Okay.
And I know Tony could answer it, but I want you to.
Uh-oh.
If the Zim doesn't go in the first basket, that means that if everything else goes, we could go buy more Zim if we could find it, correct?
Well, all would depend on why it didn't go.
Okay, let's say
for me,
they decided to wait for the second basket.
Okay.
Does
then
that
would be the normal reaction for someone to acquire more of it.
That's what I expected you to say. What do you think if there's stipulations, then I take it that you won't be able to buy more?
Well, I don't see any way they could prevent you from buying more of it, especially if you qualify. But where there's a will, there's a way.
Of course. So if you exchange your dong and your dinars and the Zim does go in the second basket, that means that if we can find it, we can buy them.
Right. I would think so.
Okay, you answered my question. That's good enough for me. Thank you both. God bless you and everybody listening.
All
Tony
right. Thank you,
Ray
sir.
Ren.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Tony and Ray Ren are the best on the program. Thank you.
Well, thank you. All right.
Thank you, sir.
760 area code. You are on.
I'd like to say thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray. I forgot my question, so I'm just going to say thank you. Keep doing the good work. We appreciate you, even though sometimes it don't sound like it. We appreciate all you do, even those of us that don't know how to say thank you. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
916 area code. You are on.
Is that me?
No. Another 916.
It's got to be me, then.
Oh, yes, you. I'm sorry. I thought that was Tony said you talking to me, being funny.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
crazy.
It's
oh,
you.
No. How you guys doing today, man?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
to the nth degree. And yourself.
Yeah, I'm out here in Sacktown with Tony. I haven't got a chance to meet him yet because I really don't smoke cigars. I've been thinking about going down there anyway to inhale a little bit of smoke just to meet him. Catch him down at that cigar place down there. But anyway, so if I'm correct, you said that they were going to continue to sell the dong up until like 4 hours or 2 hours or something before this actually happened, correct?
Actually, I think it was supposed to be up for an hour or two before it happened, before they could stop selling.
Okay. And they haven't talked to you since our last conversation when you're going to get the 800 number?
No, we do not know. So, again, it was last weekend or a weekend before last when they were actually, the bank was telling me we should get them, and we didn't. But that was the first time in forever, that they actually right. even mentioned that, hey, you should start looking for the 800 number. But we still didn't get it because everything didn't get done. They did not say it this weekend. Didn't even mention it. And like I said, at least one bank has sent their exchange people back to their regular jobs today. And they could go back to the exchange at 8 in the morning because that's exactly what they did last weekend. On Monday, they sent them to their jobs. Tuesday, they sent them back to the exchange center. That's the exact thing that could happen tomorrow.
This is crazy because you would have thought they'd have done it over this holiday weekend since everything was closed down, you know, all of those days, but they didn't, and it still didn't happen today. So it's really a puzzle when it's actually going to happen. I did get a call today. I wanted to let you know from Chase. And I thought the woman was going to say something else, but she didn't. She just let me know that the currency that I ordered last week was in. And then she's like, well, can I expect you to come in and get it today? And I'm like, yeah. I was waiting on the call because I didn't know what she was going to say in the call today. But I am picking up some today. And when I pick it up, I'm going to ask them if they're still selling some because I was going to ask you, should I get some more?
I say you buy what you can afford. You buy it every week until it goes. Why not?
Yeah, that's right.
You can afford it, buy it. I mean, and most people can afford $50 a week, I think. Now, I know I said most people, but hopefully they should be able to afford $50 a week and make yourself an extra half $1 million, $1 million while we wait, okay?
Mm-hmm. One last question now. I remember, I think you said that our region was 12, right, for size.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Ray has the board.
I was wondering if that was the same region for Vegas because I don't have that website. I just remember I asked you one time, the only other time I called, I asked you since I'm right here in Sac, I said, what is our region? And you said 12. Now, I remember that, but I don't know if that's is Vegas close enough to be in the same region or does it go by city or is it, you know, I think it's probably states, isn't it?
Are you talking about districts?
Well, yeah,
districts. Thank you, districts.
Okay.
So,
the question is
district.
All right, I had to pull it up.
Is Vegas in the same district as Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay.
That's all District 12, California, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. It's all one district.
All right. Sounds good. All right. You brothers both have my continued prayers, and I really look forward to meeting both of y'all. I do have a friend that him and I are real close. We've been real close for the last 7 years. And he thinks he knows you, Tony. He thinks you was his recruiter. I said I was going to ask you. if you've ever been a recruiter for the Air Force in Carolina.
I was an Air Force recruiter, but it was in Indiana, not in Carolina.
That's what I meant. I was an Air Force recruiter. That's what I meant, Indiana, because he's from Indiana. And he lives here in Sacktown, too. So I probably was his recruiter.
So.
Yeah, he said you was. And he said he going to stop at the cigarette bar and meet you because he does smoke cigars. But he's from Indiana. He's from Indiana, yep.
Okay. Yeah, probably was.
Yeah,
okay.
World, man. All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Tell him I can't wait to see him. I love to see him.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Tony, we're clocking out here, 4 minutes. So I guess that'll give you time to give a closing statement. And this thing's going to shut us down.
Oh. All right, guys. So we're still happy, still excited. There was no actual bad news except it didn't happen over the weekend today. Everybody's looking for it. I'm going to see if everybody shows up for work tomorrow, and I'm going to send out a tweet to let you know, hey, they're where they're supposed to be. Let's see what happens. But so until then, enjoy the rest of your day, guys. It's all good. Everything is going according to plan. So rates haven't gone down. Enjoy your night, and we'll get something out to you tomorrow. All right, Ray.
All right, folks. That's going to do it for this Monday evening TNT session. Keep believing, because we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
Are you ready? Walk into
the
your season.
The
blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe. I know it is already done.
The word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today, I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now, we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we are out of here.
I really want to hear the rest of that song, just so you know, but okay.
Well, it should be cutting off right this second. That's why I stopped it. We shouldn't still be on talking.
All right, bye.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
I'm surprised we're still here. We're just going to drop any second. So we're out of here. That's a wrap.